Shalom to all. Today's office Shavuos Daf Dalet. We're starting Gimel Amud Beis about two lines off the bottom with the words Elohai Stama Ashkach. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of quite a big discussion. The Gemara suggested that our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that even though one is not chayav a karbon for a shvul shavar, a shvul in the past, he will get malkas. And this is explained by a drash from Rava. Now that means, says the Gemara, that when we take all four cases of shvul, we have a potential issue. When he says shvul that I will eat this bread and he doesn't, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's something that he's going to get malchus for. The problem is he didn't do any action. If he didn't eat it, that's not an action. That's not considered doing a maisa. He just sat there and didn't eat it. How could he get malchus for that? No problem, says the Gemara. It must be the Rabbi Shmuel holds lav she'ein by maisa like an olav. That even though a person was over a lav that didn't actually have a real maisa, didn't have an action, he's still going to get malchus for this. But this leads to a different problem. A stira in shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a stam mishnah, which means that he goes like our mishnah, which right now holds that lav she'ein by maisa like an olav. But the problem is, we have a Feirush member from Rabbi Yochanan that if one made a Shavua that he's going to eat a loaf of bread and he didn't eat it, then he doesn't get Malkas because the Lav She'en B'maisa, and that's an obvious Stira. So the Gemara answered, no problem. Rabbi Yochanan has a different Stam Mishnah from which we learn Lav She'en B'maisa ain't like an Olav, and we tried to find that Mishnah, we weren't successful, and that's what the Gemara is picking up with. Elahai Stam Ashkach, Rabbi Yochanan has a different Stam Mishnah that he found that teaches us Lav She'en B'maisa ain't like an Olav, and that's the following. When a person says, Shavua Shlo Echal Kikar Zu, Shavua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, and then he repeats himself, Shvu Shalai Echleno, Shvu that I'm not going to eat it. Va'achla, and then he did eat it. Ta'adom and Alfa on top, Ein Echai Va'la'achas, he's only Chayv 1, and that's because his second Shvua is not really considered a separate one than the first, therefore he's only Chayv for being over one Shvua. And Zuhi Shvua's Bitoy, Shechevenel Zdoina Makas, Vashay Gosso Karbon Olav Yared, this is the type of Shvua's Bitoy that if he was over a Bemezid, he gets Malkas, and if he was over a Beshaygig, he has to bring Karbon Olav Yared. And what do we learn from here? Zuhi Dechayevenel Zdoina Makas, it's this type of Shvua that he says, I won't eat it, and he did eat it, that if he did so on purpose, he's going to get malchus. Aval, however, oichal v'loy oichal, if he says, I will eat it, and he didn't eat it, loy lucky, he's not going to get malchus for that. And that's because it's a lav she'ein by maisa, saying that you're going to eat it and not eating it at the end of the day. That's not doing an action. He just sat there and didn't eat it, and he doesn't get malchus. That must be the Shtam Mishnah, the supporter of Rabbi Yochanan, the lav she'ein by maisa, ain't loy can all of. But now we have a question, Mechti, let's see. High stama v'high stama. We have this Shtam Mishnah, which is ours, and this other Shtam Mishnah we just quoted. My chazi da'avad ki stama, la'avad ki Stama. Why is Rabbi Yochanan go like this Stam Mishnah that we just quoted? The Lav She'en B'maisa ain't like an Olav. Why doesn't he go with our Mishnah? The Lav She'en B'maisa like an Olav. Ask the Gemara L'tamich, according to you, Rabbi Gufei, Hei Chisasam Lan Hacha Hachi V'Hacha Hachi. How could Rabbi himself do this? How could Rabbi, who's the one that compiled all Mishnayas, how could he be Soisam one Mishnah one way and one Mishnah the exact opposite? Ella must be that Mekar Savar. Originally, Rabbi held Lav She'en B'maisa like an Olav, that one does get Malkas for Lav She'en B'maisa, Ustama, and so he was Soisam a Mishnah like that, which is our Mishnah, the Hadr Savar, but then he changes Shita and held that ain't like an Olav, that a person doesn't get Malkas for Lav She'en B'maisa, Ustama, and he was Sais Mishnah like that, and therefore our Mishnah came first, the next Mishnah came afterwards, and therefore there's no Steer Mishnayas, and therefore there's no problem in Rabbi Yochanan either. He goes like the second Mishnah that tells us Lav She'en B'maisa ain't like an Olav, and Mishnah Lo Yizazim Kaima, the Mishnah doesn't move from its place, it stays exactly where it is. So we're good in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have a Stira, but we continue asking, B'maya Kimta Kribi Shmuel L'Malkas, and now which you established that our Mishnah is like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, and we're referring to Malkas, meaning when we say Shvuah Shtaim Shein Arba, that means that there's four cases of Shvuah that a person is going to get Malkas for, and we're not talking about Karbon, that was our Havamina. Well, here's the problem. Myers Negayim, my Malkas Eka. When we're talking about Negayim, that's one of the cases that we mentioned in Mishnah, what type of Malkas is there when we're talking about a Nega? We just want to know, is this Nega Tameh or Tahar? What discussion of Malkas is there? And the answer is because it's Bairosi. We're talking about a person cutting off their Baharas. There's a Lav that a person can't cut off Saras that they have. It's just like him, the Amr of Oven, Amr of Allah, he tells us, Kol Makam Shenemer, Hishamer, Pen, Ve'al. Anytime the Pasuk uses the word Hishamer, be careful, or use the word Pen, which means lest you do the following thing, or use the word Al, do not do the following thing, in El Loisase, it's referring to Loisase, and that's a word that the Pasuk uses when it talks about not cutting off Tsaras, and therefore a person would get Malkas for it if he does. And so actually, even the cases of Negayim in our Mishnah could be referring to a case where a person would get Malkas. We continue asking, Yitzias HaShabbos, my Malkas Eko. What about the case of Shabbos in our Mishnah? Caring from one Rishus to another. What Malkas do we have over there? And that's because Lav Shenitel as Haris Mises Bezdin Hu, this is a Lav which is Nitel as Haris Mises Bezdin, which means that if a person got proper Hasra, he technically could be Chayv Misa for this. V'chal Lav Shenitel as Haris Mises Bezdin ain't like an Olav. Any Lav which is Nitel as Haris Mises Bezdin, a person can't get Malkas for. So Gemara answers, no problem. Misham Hachi Kamuk Minuk Rabbi Shmuel, that's what we're saying, the Mishnah's Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar he holds Lav Shenitel as Haris Mises Bezdin like an Olav, that a person actually could get Malkas for Lav Shenitel as Haris Mises Bezdin. As it were, hold on 1 second. Halav Hachi Kam time of Rabbi Akiva. If not for this, meaning if we wouldn't be able to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, that means that automatically we'd have to be like Rabbi Akiva. Those are two different options originally in the previous daf. Who's our Mishnah like? Either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. And so that means if it's not like Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rabbi Akiva. And also usually we say that Estam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. But that would also be a problem because Kashi Yedias, we have a problem of Yedias. That's the whole reason why we originally said that the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva, because he holds that one only has to bring a karbon if he had the halama of Tumah, but not the halama of going into the Mikdash or eating Kaidesh in such a state. So basically, it's not Shtaim Shein Arba, it's only Shtaim in Yedias HaTumah. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva either. The Gemara answers, that's not a problem. Lav Amrit Rabbi Shmuel Hi Ulamalkas. Didn't we just go through a whole Gemara explaining how the Mishnah is really Rabbi Shmuel? And even though in Rabbi Shmuel we had a problem, we said that really the Mishnah is referring to getting Malkas and not bringing a karbon, or Rabbi Akiva Nami Ulamalkas. We could explain the same thing to Rabbi Akiva, then the Mishnah is according to him, and we're really talking about getting Malkas and not bringing a karbon. As the Gemara Yehachi Yedias, Hasrois Mi Bayalei. If that's really so, instead of the Mishnah saying Yedias HaTumah, it should say Hasrois HaTumah, meaning there's four different types of warnings a person would get in order to be able to receive Malkas, because it doesn't have to do with the Yedia, it has to do with the Hasra that they're getting from Malkas. The Gemara answers, Halakash, it's not a problem. Tani, you're right, we should really teach in the Mishnah Yedias De Hasrois, knowledges of Hasrois, and you're right, that's the main focus, the Hasra, and not the Yedia. As we just explained how the Mishnah could be really Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel, and we're talking about Malkas and not Karbon. Ask the Gemara Yach, if that's really so, that the Mishnah is referring to cases of Malkas, Shtaim Shein Arba, Tartihu Dehavyon. The Mishnah says it's two, which is really four. It's not two that's four, it's really just two, because there's really only two cases that a person is going to get Malkas, not four. And the Su also, we have another problem. The Mishnah says, Es Shiesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Saif V'Helem B'Yentayim, that the cases of Yediyah Satumah that a person is going to be Chayiv for is one that he had a Yediyah at the beginning, a Yediyah at the end, and a Halama, a lapse of awareness, in the middle. But how does that make sense if we're talking about Malkas? Halama L'Malkas Mayavite. What does Halama have to do with Malkas? If a person had a Halama, he can't get Malkas. You could only get Malkas if you did it on purpose and you knew what you were doing. So furthermore, what did the Mishnah say? How is about Oil of Yared, that the guy gets an Oil of Yared for doing this. You can only be Chayiv an Oil of Yared if you did it B'Shoigig. And here we're trying to talk about Malkas, which is when you do B'Mezid. As because of all these questions, it can't be that our Mishnah is talking about Malkas. And therefore, because of all these questions, Elam Rav Yosef Yesu says, really, Rabbi He. The Mishnah is Shita's Rabbi, V'Nasiv La Alim D'Tanai, and he just is explaining it according to two different Tanayim. B'Yediyas Nasiv La Kirbi Shmal. In regards to Yediyas Atoma, he's explaining it like Shita's Rabbi Shmal. And B'Shvuas Nasiv La Kirbi Kiva, regarding Shvuas, he's explaining it like Shita's Rabbi Kiva. And Amar Ravashi, Ravashi clarifies, and Risa L'Shmaitza Kamed Rav Kahana, I said this in front of Rav Kahana of Armelin, he told me, Loi Tema Rabbi Nasiv La Alim D'Tanai V'Lei La Sfirulei. Don't say that Rabbi was writing this Mishnah according to two different Tanayim, and he himself doesn't hold like that. El Rebbe Taimed Anavshe Mefarish. Rebbe is explaining his own Shita. In other words, Rebbe is writing his own Shita. It's Kiyu like he's writing, I, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, say the following, this is my Shita, and it happens to be that in one case I'm going like Rebbe Kiva, and in one case I'm going like Rebbe Shmuel, but it really is Shita's Rebbe. And how do we know this? How do we see that Rebbe himself holds like this? How do I know a person is only going to be Chayiv if he had a Yediyah in the beginning, Yediyah at the end, and Halam in the middle? Talmud said because the Pasuk says, Vinelam, Vinelam, Shnei Pa'amim, Divrei Bekiva, Bekiva says, it's because the Pasuk says, Vinelam twice. Let's explain this. One Pasuk says, Vinelam imenu vuhu tamei. And another Pasuk says, Vinelam imenu vuhu yada. Now the first teaches us about Halamas Tuma. The next Pasuk is darshaned by taking the word vuhu yada and moving it in between the two Vinelams, teaching that he's only Chayiv a carbon oil of Yared if he had a Halama after his initial Yediyah. That's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. Now Rabbi Amir Rabbi says, Ain't it tzarich, we don't need that. We don't need the Yediyah by the second Pasuk, because Arayu Amir already says, Da'alam Bez on top, Vinelam. And what does that tell us? Mechlal Diyada. That's mashma that he did know. We're going to see on the next Amud how the word Vinelam tells us that he already knew. But for now, we're just going to take it for granted that the word Vinelam already tells us that he knew. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Vuhu Yada, that he knew, what does this tell us? Harekan Shte Yediyahs. We see from here the Pasuk is talking about two different Yediyahs, and him came Matam Alaymar, Vinelam, Vinelam. Why does the Pasuk then say Vinelam twice? And that must be L'chai Valhelam Tuma, Valhelam Mikdash, to tell us that we're also Chayiv for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. In other words, we see from here that Rebbe uses the second word Vinelam to teach a Chiyuv when there's a Halama of Mikdash or Kaidash, even though there was the idea of Tuma all along. Clearly, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shmuel that there's a Chiyuv Oil of Yar in such a case. Remember, just going back to Chazer this, Rebbe Kiva is not Machayiv if there's a Halama of Mikdash or Kaidash, whereas Rebbe Shmuel is, and we see from here that Rebbe, on his own, agrees to Rebbe Shmuel. This is Rebbe's sheet over here, and he says, based off this pasuk, that even if there's a Helam Mikdash and Helam Kaidash, he's going to be Chayiv for that. And because of this, the Gemara says, Ashkan B'Yediyas, the Islay Taim Adinafshe, we see very clearly from here that in regards to Yediyas Atoma, he holds of his own Svara. Again, this is Rebbe holding this on his own, not just quoting Rebbe Shmuel. So Shvuas, the Islay Taim Adinafshe Menalon, how do we know that in regards to Shvuas, meaning Shitas Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe holds this on his own, and he's not just relying on Rebbe Kiva, it's actually his own Shita? And the answer is Svarahu, it's a Svara. What's that Bad Svara, so skip the parentheses. Rabbi Kiva, my time come mechayev l'sha'avar. Why is Rabbi Kiva himself mechayev on l'sha'avar? The pasuk when talking about Shavuos really only talks about future tense. Lehara, oy lehetiv, we've quoted this before. Rabbi Kiva is also mechayev l'sha'avar, a past Shavua. Why is that? Because the darsh ribu emute, he darshins ribu emiyot. So Rabbi Nami darsh ribu emute, Rabbi also darshins ribu emiyot, and that's how he holds, just like Rabbi Kiva. Now, before we continue, let's just explain this for a moment. We find two classic ways of darshining throughout Shas, Kalalu Prat and Ribu and Biot. And the base idea of both are the same. There's a word or phrase used in the Pasuk which is fairly inclusive. That's either the Ribuy or the Kalal. And then another word is used which narrows the scope of the first. That's the Miot or the Prat. It's just there's a big difference between the two. And let's see it in the context of Shavuos before we get to where Rebbe says it, because Rebbe doesn't say it regarding Shavuos. If we were to darshan the Pesukim of Shavuos with Ribu and Miot, it would sound as follows. The Pasuk says, Nefes Kishishava, if a person makes a Shavua, that's a Ribuy, that includes all Shavuos, but then the Pasuk has a Miot, Lahara Oy Lahetiv. That's the Miot which minimizes the Ribuy and teaches that the only Shavuos which are included are those that are similar to these words of Lahara Lahetiv, namely something in the future that I will or will not do something. That's the first stage of dashing it like Ribuy Miot. Now, Klalu Prat would be different. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Kishishava, that's a Klal, a generalization, which implies that all Shavuos are included, but then when the Pasuk says, Lahara Oy Lahetiv, that's the Prat, the specification, the only things that are going to be included are those which are precisely similar to the Prat, namely Shavuos, which are Lahara or Lahetiv, which is far more narrow than Ribuy and Miot. Now, both of these have another stage. Ribuy and Miot has Ribuy Miot viribuy, and Klalu Prat has Klalu Prat to Klal. And that's what happens when the Torah adds the another word which is inclusionary, which over here it says L'chol Asher Yevate Bisfasayim. And so there's these two ways of understanding. Let's just continue with our Klalu Prat. Now we have Klalu Prat u Klal. So the second Klal comes to include something that was excluded by the Prat, which we said was quite a lot. Therefore, the only thing that we're able to add on with this new Klal is Shavuos, which are Lahara Elahetiv in the future. And that's because when dealing with Klalu Prat, even though we have a second Klal, which is being more inclusionary, the only thing that we could include has to be something similar to the Prat. This is as opposed to Ribu and Miot, which is far more inclusive. As we had said, the Miot is only a slight limitation. Therefore, when we have another Ribuy, like here with the words L'chol Asher Yevate Bisfasayim, that includes all Shavuos, even ones not similar to the words Lahara Elahitev, which is a future tense Shavua, and that means that this second Ribuy includes L'sha'avar, it includes even past tense Shavuos, and therefore the only thing that would be excluded is if someone's Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah. So the bottom line is from here, we know that Rabbi Kiva darshins Ribuy Miot, and since we have Ribuy, Miot, and Ribuy again, that includes even a Shavua L'sha'avar. So Gemara is going to show us where Rebbe holds Ribuy, Miot, or Ribuy. The Tanya of Abraza tells us, Rebbe says, B'chol Padin B'char Adam, a firstborn of a person, we know a firstborn male, has to go through Pidyon HaBen, we have to redeem him, we could redeem him with anything, Chutz Min HaShtaris, except for a Shtar. If the father of this firstborn is owed money by somebody else, he can't give that Shtar over to the Kayin in order to redeem his firstborn. Rabban Amri was Rabban and say, B'chol Padin B'char Adam, we could redeem B'char with anything of value, Chutz Min HaBen V'Shtar Zogakayis, except for these three things, a slave, Shtar, or Karka. Now, my time at the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? That's because Darish Ribuye Umiyute, he Darshan's Ribuye Miyut. What's that Drasha? That's because the Pasuk says, Uvduiv Ben Chaydesh, and he's redeemed when he's a month old, Riba. That's an inclusion. Mashma, you could redeem him with anything. Then it says, Be'erchal Kasav Chamesh Shkalim, with a value of Chamesh Shkalim, Miyut, that's a Miyut, which means that we're limiting. It has to be something that has a value of 5 shekel and not everything. Then the Pasuk says, Tifte, he shall be redeemed, Chazav Riba. Once again, it's an inclusion. Ribo Miyut Riba. We have this progression of a Riboy, Miyut, and then another Riboy. Riba call, that means we're including everything. My Riba, what are we including? Call Mili, everything. Literally, anything which is worth 5 slaim could be used to redeem Bukhar. So my Miyot, what are we being Mayat? What are we excluding? What are we saying is not able to be used? Because at the end of the day, we do have a Miyot. And the answer is Miyot Shtaris. We're being Mayat Shtaris, that the father is not allowed to take a Shtar that he's owed money and give that to the Kayin. Whereas Rabban and Darshi, Klali Prate, they're Rabban and Darshin with a Klal and Prat. The Pasuk says, if Duvi Men Chaydesh, Klal, that's a generalization. Then it says, Be'erkha Kasav Chamesh Shkalim, Prat, that's specification. Then it says, Tifda, Chazva Kalal, once again, it's a Klal, Klal Prat to Klal. We have this progression. Yatadon Elkeina Prat, as we had explained before, when we have Klal Prat to Klal, the only thing that could be included are things that are similar to the Prat. Ma Prat Meforish Davra Metaltal Vagufay Mamoin, just like the Prat, is clear that it's something that's carried, it's movable, and it itself is worth money, because it says, Be'erkha Kasav Chamesh Shkalim, so that's something that its value is money, and it's movable. I've called Davra Metaltal Vagufay Mamoin, so to anything which is Metaltal, it's movable, and it itself is worth money. So Yatsu Karkayas, Shaina Metaltalin, this excludes Karka, property, that's not Metaltalin, it's not movable, and Yatsu Avadim Shokshil Karkayas, that also excludes slaves, because they're compared by way of Hekesh to Karka, and Yatsu Shtaris, Afapisha Metaltalin, in gufan mamon, this excludes a shtar, because even though it is moved back and forth, it's just a piece of paper, it itself is not worth money. The actual piece of paper is worth one penny. The words written on the paper say that the guy's owed five slayim, but the paper itself is not worth money, and therefore a shtar can't be used. So bottom line is, we see very clearly from here, the Rebbe darshan is by way of ribui umiyut. Therefore, once again, we see that Rebbe himself is the author of the Mishnah, and he on his own, without relying on Rebbe Kiva, can hold what he does in the Mishnah in regards to Shavuos. However, Amar Ravina la Meimar, Ravina asked the Meimar, Rebbe darsh ribui umiyute, Rebbe really darshans by way of ribui umiyut, vaha Rebbe klali prati darsh. Rebbe always darshans with klali prat. The time you have a brisa, which discusses an Eved Ivri, who we know after 6 years goes free, but if he decides not to, so then he gets a hole made in his ear by his master, and that's what this pasuk is referring to. It says, Marzeya, that the master takes an awl, which is a sharp pointed tool, and he makes a hole in his Eved's ear. Now, Ainli al Marzeya, I would only know from here that the master has to use Dafka a Marzeya to make the hole in the Eved's ear. Minayin the rabbis, how do I know to include other tools, such as Hasoil, a sharp piece of wood, or Hasira, a thorn, Hamachat, a needle, Hamakdeach, this is like a hand drill, Hamachtev, or an etching tool? How do we know the master could use any of those to make the hole in the ear? Talmud Lamed, that's because the pasuk says, V'lakachta, and what do we learn from here? Called over Shinilkach Biyad, anything that's taken by hand, as raised in Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, any sharp implement that could be taken by the hand is fair game to be used to make this hole in the Eved's ear. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda says, when the pasuk says, Marzeya, what do we learn from here? Ma Marzeya Miyuchat Shalmateches, just like a Marzeya in all, is unique in the fact that it's made out of metal, Av Kol Shalmateches, so too, anything that's made out of metal is allowed to be used to make a hole in the Eved's ear, and obviously that means that according to Rebbe, a thorn or a piece of wood is not allowed to be used. And I mean, we say, "My kamiflagi, what's a machlekes?" And the answer is, "Rebbe darsh klali prat, Rebbe yes Rebbe Yehuda darsh Rebbe umiyute." That Rebbe darshins by way of klalu prat, and therefore he's more limiting. Whereas Rebbe yes Rebbe Yehuda darshins by way of Rebbe umiyut. And so we clearly see that Rebbe does not darshin by Rebbe umiyut; he darshins by klalu prat. How could you say that Rebbe in our Mishnah is darshing by Rebbe umiyut? And so the answer is, "Hey, what alpha on the top?" In you're right, but alma klalu prati darish. Really, Rebbe does darshin by way of klalu prat. But v'hach over here, this original drasha that we brought of Pidyon HaBen, where Rebbe darshin by way of Rebbe umiyut. Hainu Taima, this is the reason why he does, is because Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, like a Bryce was telling the Besmash Rebbe Shmuel, the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, Bryce was telling the Besmash Rebbe Shmuel, it says in the Pasuk, Bamayim, Bamayim, Shnei Pa'amim, when describing the Simanim of a kosher fish that has fins and scales, it says the word Bamayim twice, and Ains at Klalu Prat, this is not Darshan by way of Klalu Prat, El Ribo Miyot, it's a Ribo in a Miyot, and that's because it's not set up as Klal Pratu Klal, it's actually two Klals in a row, and therefore we Darshan it by way of Ribo Miyot. Now, Rabbanan, how do they understand this? Amar Ravina, Ravina says, no, okay, the Amar Marav, it's like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that anytime you find two klalos next to each other, you have a klal and another klal, it's not a problem. Just take the prat and put it in between them and judge it like a regular klalu prat. Rebbe is holding like the previous shita that the reason why we're going to darshan it as a ribi amiyot is because we have two klals next to each other, so mela is judged as ribi amiyot and not as a klalu pratu klal. But you're right, a standard drasha, Rebbe does judge as a klalu pratu klal. As the Gemara, hashad amit Rebbe klalu prati darish. Now that you just said the Rebbe usually darshans by klalu prat, so we're back to our original problem. So we have a problem with Shavuos. The whole reason why we tried to say that the Mishnah, when it mentions Shavuos, is Shita's Rebbe himself, and he's not going in Shita's Rebbe Kiva, is because he himself usually darshins by way of Rebbe Umiyot. And that's how the Mishnah could be him. But we just showed how that's not true, and that Rebbe actually usually darshins by Klalu Prat. So we're back to our original thing. And therefore, the Gemara says, right, Al B'Shavuos, Nasav Alibid Rebbe Kiva, V'lei Lois V'Yerlei. Specifically in regards to Shavuos in the Mishnah, Rebbe's going like Rebbe Kiva, and he himself doesn't hold that. So going back to the final answer of who our Mishnah is like. Originally, we tried to say it was Rebbe Shmuel, then we tried to say it was Rebbe Kiva, and we had problems with both of those. And so our next answer was the Rebbe's going like both of them. He's explaining part of the Mishnah like Rebbe Shmuel and part of the Mishnah like Rebbe Kiva. Then we had even tried to suggest that it's not just him explaining it like Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Kiva, it's him going like that himself. It's his own Shita. And we managed to explain how Rebbe goes like Shita's Rebbe Shmuel, but again, it's his own Shita. And now, after a long back and forth, we realize how Rebbe does not go like Rebbe Kiva. He doesn't hold of him, and he's just explaining the Mishnah like Rebbe Kiva, but he holds differently. So the first part of the Mishnah is Rebbe himself, and the second part of the Mishnah is Rebbe going in Shitas Rebbe Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss something we mentioned on the previous Amud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.